Ian Fitzsimmons, ESPN Dallas, kind enough to join us for a few minutes. Tuscaloosa guy, kind enough to be on in Tuscaloosa once again. And I know that you have covered your share of Alabama coaching searches over the years. I don't think we're going to be covering another one anytime soon, though, do you?
My gut tells me no, Chris. It's always good to be on with you. And if you can, head over to Archibald's for me and grab a large slice of duck meat.
Can do.
You know, and then head over to the Industry Irish Pub and throw back a few. This whole thing, it's amazing when you look at what's happened to Alabama in the last couple of weeks. I mean, you're a play away from playing the national championship or the SEC title. You handle Missouri, and you're back in the national championship going for three straight. Now, all of a sudden, yeah, you might be losing your coach. You know, I had Kirk Herbstreit on the show on Tuesday, and I've never heard him in the 15, 20 years I've known him be as adamant and as forceful and as firm in an opinion that a coach would not be leaving or a player wouldn't become going to the NFL, whatever it may be, as he was with Nick Saban not going to Texas. He actually said Bill Cowher is a more viable option than Nick Saban for Texas. So, but the longer this thing drags on and the more I talk to people here in Texas, you know, I got a phone call last night unsolicited, Chris, that said that Texas is willing to go 10 years, $10 million per, $100 million. That'd be the highest paid coach in all of football. That's more than Sean Payton makes to coach the Saints, and he's the highest paid coach in the NFL. So is Alabama willing to go that high to keep him? If that is true, that Red McCombs and the boys and the big money boosters for the Texas Longhorns and all that oil money, they're willing to go 10 years, $10 million per. Alabama's got that money, but are you willing to spend it? That's the big question. And is Nick Saban willing to leave? You know, and that's the biggest one. I'll be honest with you, Chris. I don't know if Nick Saban knows what he wants to do or if Terry Saban knows what the Sabans want to do. Just because it is Texas. It's a huge draw. You can be the first ever in the history of college football to win our national championship at three different schools. No one's ever done it. And schools like LSU, Alabama, and Texas. So, man, we can speculate nonstop, but the bottom line is it's going to come to it's a bidding war. Jimmy Sexton right now is the best in the business. He's the Scott Boras of college football. Who's got the most money? And then the second thing is, where are you happy? That's the bottom line. That's what's going to come down to with Nick Saban, because he is Texas's number one target.
Ian, they can give him all the money they've got, and it's a ton, and it's more than everybody else. I get that. But are they willing to give him what he has at Alabama, which is basically autonomy, free reign? It's your program. You speak to whatever groups you want to speak, whenever you want to speak, and not a moment more. It's your program. Run it the way you want to. Will they? Can they give him that?
That's the biggest question. And remember, Chris, you and I talked 7 years ago about that very thing with Alabama. You know, I mean, are they going to do exactly what you just said? And that was a question. You know, are they going to give the football coach all the power in the world, more power than Paul Bear Bryant Jr. and the school president, anybody else? He is the biggest man on campus. He chooses the coffee. He chooses the oatmeal pies. He chooses everything. It's all his decision. That is the ultimate question. And if Texas wants him, $100 million goes a long way, but they have to do exactly what you just said. And that means, you know, that the 18 hours that is dedicated to the football program on the Longhorn Network with about six different coaches' shows and cut-ins on practice, guess what? That all goes bye-bye with Coach Saban. So that's a great point that you bring up, and that's a great question. Is Texas willing to give him autonomy? And if they are, then once again, it comes down to where are you happiest.
Mack Brown held a press conference today. Where do things stand?
Well, he just said, he just got done saying about, an hour ago or so, that you know, his situation has not changed, but you know, we're getting ready to go on the air over here as well, Chris. And it's, I was talking to my co-host, Mark Friedman, and our producer and sports center anchor, Jeff Flatt. We all went back and went, wait a minute. Did he just say that he hadn't met with the athletic director, the new AD, Steve Patterson? Now, he said his situation has not changed. But then you go back and Steve Patterson was hired as AD at Texas back in November 5th. So it's been over a month. And he said they met briefly in New York for the first time. We're going, how in the hell can the head coach of the University of Texas in the football program not have met with the new AD who's been hired for over a month? I can understand the women's golf coach not meeting with him, but the head football coach? that doesn't make a lot of sense. So, but I'll tell you this, Mac Brown seemed very dug in at that press conference for the Alamo Bowl. I mean, very dug in, and also left himself some wiggle room. You know, so referring to this meeting with the AD, Steve Patterson, and the school president, Bill Powers, which reports have it now, that he will keep his job. His job, his future, is on the agenda and the rundown for the Board of Regents that are meeting today, as a matter of fact, down in Austin. So you look at that whole situation. It's very interesting. I'll tell you, Mac looked dug in, but also in referring to that meeting several times that he's about to have with school president Bill Powers and the AD Steve Patterson, it does leave him some wiggle room to say, all right, after that meeting, we all decided, and I decided, in the best interest of the program, that it's time for me to step down. But he did look pretty damn dug in, Chris. I will say that.
What's the likelihood that Bill Powers was told, you keep your job, but you've got to convince Mac to walk away?
That's a very viable thing that happened. And that is something that definitely could have happened. Just saying, Bill, if you don't get rid of Mac, then you're gone too, partner. And that big old salary and your country club membership and the free car and the little service and everything else that you get as president of the University of Texas. And that big-ass Learjet. So, that is definitely a possibility. That could have been a conversation that the Board of Regents had with the president, Bill Powers, saying if you don't get rid of him, you're gone too.
Ian Fitzsimmons, ESPN Radio Dallas, joining us for just another moment here. How long do you think this is going to drag out? Is the first part of
this. Well, the football banquet's tomorrow, Stuart. I mean, you would think that this thing would be done by tomorrow afternoon. And Chip Brown of OrangeBloods.com is a good friend. You know him as well. He has been dead on anything going back 2 years ago to, you know, the Pac-16 or whatever the hell it was. I mean, in conference realignment. I mean, he has been dead on when it comes to that rumor that turned out to be true. The DeLoss Dodds firing, you know, I mean, that turned out to be true and vehemently and viciously denied by the University of Texas. And now he's the one that popped this thing. And when it comes to Texas and news, big time news, Chip Brown is as dialed in as anybody. And he said that this thing will happen before the football bank. Well, the football bank was tomorrow night. So I would think that this thing, whole thing would be done as far as Mac is concerned. Then all eyes on Texas turn to Nick Saban and Terry Saban. And what are they going to do?
All right, last thing. They throw $100 million, Austin, part of Fort Worth, and a piece of the Longhorn Network at him. Saban says no. Then where do they go?
You got to think of the one name that I've heard several different times, if it's not Saban, is Jimbo Fisher. But here's the problem. They got to keep it quiet. And Texas can keep squat quiet.
Yeah.
And the Board of Regents, here's the thing. If Steve Patterson has ultimate say, and the new AD is the only guy that has any say as to who is hired as the next football coach, then he can keep it quiet, you know, because it's one guy. But if it's a group kind of deal, it has been in the past with this dysfunctional Board of Regents, and man, they are rogue. I mean, from the ex-Board of Regent Tom Hicks on down, the former Rangers owner, when they're calling Jimmy Sexton in the middle of the night back in January, inquiring about Nick Saban. You know, so if it's one guy, And obviously he can keep it quiet. I think all eyes then turn, if it's not Saban, to Jimbo Fisher. You keep it quiet till after the national championship game. You go after him. And where are you going if you're Jimbo? Florida State and Tallahassee are also the University of Texas.
Nice problem to have. Ian, thanks so much.
Right.
Thanks so much for the time. We'll stay in touch. And, again, we'll talk to you soon, man.
Just last play for me, please. Thank you very much.